There's been a bit of interest for the last week, 10 days maybe, but it wasn't until Saturday afternoon that I got the word from Luton that a bid had been accepted and I was free to come and talk to the club. So it's been quite quick, really. So
was it always the case that you thought maybe this summer was the summer that you'd leave Luton?
I'd spoken to Luton at the end of the season and they understood that I wanted to get a bit further north to help my family. So if anything was to come up that was suitable for Luton and suitable for myself, then they would look at it, and obviously that's come about.
How tough is it being away from home? Such a long way, actually, from the northeast to Luton, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is quite hard, and obviously I just got married in the summer there, and we've got a 1-year-old as well, so it was hard for my missus more than anything to be away from my family and to have to look after the little one by herself without any help, really. But she's done a fantastic job, and now we're a bit further north. Hopefully that can help.
And when you hear it's a club of the stature of Blackpool after you, was it quite an easy decision to make?
Oh yeah, I didn't have to think twice, really. It's a big club, and it might have had a bad couple of seasons, but the recent history of obviously being in the Premier League and what have you, it's exciting, and I've come to try and help the club get back up.
And there'll be quite a bit of expectation on you being a goal scorer, and Blackpool certainly need one of those, don't they?
Yeah, well, obviously that's what I based my game on. Obviously last season I did all right at Luton, and I'd like to come into this season and get off the mark as quick as I can and get as many as I can to help the team.
What do you think the League One standard will be like next season?
It's a tough league. There's some great teams in there, in and around her. There has been for the last 5 years, maybe. So it's not going to be easy. Everyone knows that. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a grind. But the lads will all be ready for it, and we'll be raring to go.
Spoke to a lot of players over the years who say it's a little bit difficult first few days at a new club getting to know everybody, but there's so many lads in the same position that you're in. I suppose it won't be that difficult, will it?
Yeah, it helps certainly a lot easier, to be fair. Like, everyone's in the same way. They're all looking to try and meet new people, get tartan to people. And there's a few northerners up here as well. This makes it easier to speak to. But now the lads have helped me settle in personally really well. I seem to get on with everyone that's here, so it seems like a good bunch.
It's a big thing, isn't it, to have a good dressing room? If you've got a good dressing room, the chances are, with a bit of quality out in the park, you're going to do okay, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. If all the lads are going on the same way and they all get on with each other, it does. If there's any rifts, it does help when you get on the pitch on a Saturday. And hopefully we can have that kind of dressing room here and do well.
It's getting that first goal in a Blackpool shirt, isn't it? Whether it's pre-season or League One, you just want to get off the mark as a striker, don't you know?
Yeah, definitely. I want one just going in off my backside in the first game, and that'll settle me down really well. So I'll try my best and try and get off the mark as quick as you can.
Do you think the target has to be get out of this division as early as possible? We've seen some big clubs come to League One over the years and take quite a bit of time to get out again. It's not as easy as people think, is it, that you drop out of the Championship and you can come straight back?
No, like I say, there's some big clubs in League One who are all be pushing for promotion, and we have to be ready, and we have to be ready to fight for it, and I'm sure we will.
Did it play on your mind at all, Mark, that all over the country, I suppose, that there's things said about football clubs and things have been said about Blackpool for the past 2 or 3 years that have been to its detriment? Did it enter your head, well, maybe with things going on off the park, the supporters are not happy, I might not come?
No, not at all. To me, it's a great chance to step up to League One. Obviously, I was in League Two last year, just to show what I'm about. It's a big club, and I'm sure if we're doing well on the park, the things that are off the pitch, which we can't handle, I'm sure they'll sort themselves out. As long as we're concentrating and ready to go on a Saturday, come 3 o'clock, then we'll be fine.
And if ever the lads can't understand the manager's accent, you're the interpreter, are you?
Exactly, yeah. I think that's one of the reasons I'm here, to be honest, just a bit of sign language in that. Nah, it's good to have a northern manager for a change who can actually understand what I'm saying, so it's good.